Tonight, if you want to see Coach Bielema, he will be in Hot Springs at the Hot Springs High School. He is the featured speaker for the Roy L. Murphy Razorback Club. Dinner, auctions, raffle, $30 in advance, $50 at the door, and I'm assuming it's probably a little too late to get in for advance. Maybe not, though. You could always call for ticket or membership information. Call Forrest at 501-318-2284, 501-318-2284. And again, pat on the back to Coach Bielema. He has been out in force with his staff, not only on the recruiting trail, but also on the goodwill tour around the state. And I love to see that. Arkansas's women knocking off Ole Miss. And, of course, Ole Miss's men and women get jockstraps for the weekend. The men lose to a pathetically bad Mississippi State basketball team. The women lose by 41 at the Bud yesterday. 41 points. That's the kind of senior day you want to have. I'm sure Tom Cullen enjoyed it. 93-52, your final score. It is a program best against an SEC team for Arkansas, that margin of victory. 12 three-pointers made, season best. When you're hot, you're hot. For Arkansas now, the SEC Women's Tournament is all set. It starts this Thursday. Arkansas will take on number 9 Florida. Arkansas is the 8 seed. That's the good news. The bad news is they win, they get the overall number 1 seed, Tennessee. Both those games will be played at 11 o'clock in the morning, and we will replay them again on the buzz later on. But Arkansas tipping at 11 o'clock. We'll update you on the scores as we go through our day on Thursday. 11 o'clock against Florida. And we've got high school championships on Thursday as well. We've got Sun Belt Conference Tournament this weekend in Hot Springs. Got a busy, busy week. Got some emails I'm going to get to. And some Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback. Let's go to line one, though, and talk to Michael from Sudgard. What's up, Michael?
Yes, let me say this as far as the possession goes. And I actually agree with Mike Anderson and what he said. I mean, you talk about the opponent out shooting. What, 5 times and 4 of those 5 times they won all the games at home. It's about those extra possessions. Now, they go on the road, that doesn't happen. So it's a little bit different. I bet you if you look at the percentages shooting-wise, you know, they didn't get outshot in one single game where they actually won the game. And the biggest wins of the season, I want to ask you guys if you agree with me, and then I want to make another point. You know, Kentucky, Florida, as far as names goes, of course, Florida's a lot better team, a lot more highly thought of and highly ranked. What was the common denominator? For me, it was Pavlov's starving dog against the full one. They come in here and kind of hijacked. I mean, there was no way Kentucky, that atmosphere for that game, I mean, you got a Super Bowl-type atmosphere as far as Arkansas, biggest game of the year, biggest crowd of the year, and they just came in, and they came in like it's just another game, and Arkansas was their Super Bowl. And in sports, I mean, these are kids playing the game, and even in the pros, it's true to a certain degree, a lesser degree, actually. The hungry dog eats. Who wants it more is going to win the game. That's why upsets happen. When teams don't bring it, they lose. And when they do, even an inferior team, you know, can win. I'd like your thoughts on that. I think of the point.
Yeah, I don't have any argument with that at all.
Yeah, neither do I.
Question is, will Arkansas still be hungry on Tuesday night?
They need to be.
That's the key now. So,
well, guys, let me say this about Tuesday night. I think it's the worst possible spot. The Missouri kids came in here impressed a little bit. And the one thing I'll say about Coach Anderson that really to me is most impressive, the kids from Missouri came in here and wanted to beat him so bad they played – two of their, you know, probably collectively, the two players that he coached played their two worst games collectively. And then Arkansas, the kids that he has now, they battled for this guy because Missouri was a superior team. They just got a lot of pieces back, had a lot of injuries, but they were made no mistake about it. They were the more talented team, the superior team, and they came in here. Arkansas kids outgunned them, and a lot of coaching is being able to, you know, tell your kids and relate to your kids. And these kids love the man, and they do relate to him, and he can't get them ready to play. And that's his most. That's his best quality and trait to me, and that goes a long way. The kids play for this man. So, but come Tuesday night, guys, it's going to be ugly. I think they're going to take their worst beating of the year. I think they're going to get poleaxed. You take into consideration everything you've got to take into consideration, and just to wrap it all up in a little bow for you, they beat Kentucky there last weekend, and now they're going in a revenge game in Columbia. And they'll probably have Mike Anderson hung in effigy. I don't know. I'm sure, you know, it's not going to be a friendly experience
for him. The abuse that Archie Goodwin took will probably be very very light compared to what Mike Anderson's going to hear this weekend, or this week rather, I guess, or tomorrow. It'll be specifically. So
as good as they look this weekend, they'll look that bad. I think they get big 20 points at least. I think you're looking at an 18-point line. I don't think it's that close. I think all this NCAA tournament talk will come to, hey, if you can't go to LSU and win, you're certainly not going to go to Missouri, especially when you want to talk about Super Bowls. Well, it's their Super Bowl this time. Now come in there and try to beat them again. Do it again in their house. I think you're going to see something totally different. I think it's going to be ugly, and people will be saying more of the same as far as the antithesis of home and away, which really is hard to figure out. And in my mind, you know, hey, you don't have to get somebody ready to play at home when all the fans are there and it's easy, but the coach has to get them ready to play on the road in his career.
Yeah.
Poor run coach.
And it, like you said, that atmosphere, you know, what it was for whenever Kentucky came to Arkansas on Saturday, it's going to be a similar, like, atmosphere up there in Missouri. They're going to pack that place. It's going to be going crazy, and they're going to be fired up.
Yeah, I would guess they'll be a somewhere 12 to 15-point favorite. Florida was a 17-point favorite against Arkansas the last time they played. So, but, yeah, I mean, the line's not really that relevant. I agree with Michael. I would tend to lean towards a double-digit win for Missouri. It's just that's the dichotomy of the Arkansas basketball team. They are great at home, and they are very, I mean, probably below average on the road.
Have you ever seen a team like that? So different.
To be that much different, probably
that
not.
Different, yeah.
I mean, Missouri's another one. They just picked up their second road win last week. I mean, they've struggled on the road as well. It's
definitely not
easy, and we've talked about it many times. It's the greatest advantage in sports.
Well, Justin, is the common denominator of these two teams, too, is the style of play. They're a smaller team. They're a more aggressive team, and you take that little show on the road, all of a sudden you're getting away with murder at home. You can't get away with jaywalking on the road. Mm. And you look at the difference between in all these games between these two teams, you'll see a common denominator. Of course, like I said before, I believe Missouri's better. We'll prove that Tuesday night. They edged us. They're going to blow us away. But I'll say this. It's the free throw disparity. These teams go on the road, and it changes. Now, Missouri's, you know, they're able to go ahead and get past that a little bit with their rebounding on the road, and now they're kind of catching their stride. And I think they're going to make a run in the NCAA tournament. But you want to look at a common denominator. I'm a deconstructionist. I look at what happened, you know, in the end. It become the beginning and work my way back, and then that's how you get your answer. So why are these teams so much in common? What's the style of play? And Chris Kane, by the way, I saw this guy, the first shot I'll give him on TV, I believe. Where were you at, Dallas Stadium there?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
I seen this guy, I said, man, they hired another bum. How'd this guy get the job? And then a week later, I said, man, that was the smartest thing they could have done. So I judged him too fast. The guy's a talent. What can I say? Of course, he's learning from the best to learn from the best, but they certainly, I guess they took you off sports because you couldn't have two of the best in the state, and they put you on the morning show. But who's the brother that does the sports on the weekends?
Oh, that's Big Shot Bob, Robert Burton. He's my boy.
Yeah. Well, I don't think much of him, to be quite honest with you, Chris.
Oh, I love Bob.
You've judged too quickly again, Michael. Give him a break.
Hey, I hope he's a better basketball player than he is an announcer. I know the guy's just getting started, but I've just, you know, he's not much to me. I just don't see. Of course, between you and Sully, I mean, you know, it's like I told Justin, I made the Jim Brown comparison. You know, what can you say? He's sitting next to greatness. Certainly in Sully, and of course, you're working your way up. So Big Shot, his little shot on the air, maybe Big Shot on the court. I don't know, but. You guys have a great day.
Michael, it just never fails. He's
no,
hilarious.
No.
I'm looking forward to hanging out with Robert. Over
Big Shot's the man.
The SEC tournament.
Yeah.
We're going to be over there next week. So.